This is the BBC.
Arthur Greensley. That's a bit near the knuckle. Never mind, Mr. Siegel. Never mind. Comfort yourself with the leading part in this daring sex drama entitled The Telephone.
Simple.
Act One, Scene One. The North London GPO telephone manager's office.
What's that, Jim?
Telephone come.
Oh. So they've installed one at last, Jim. Call a meeting of all the people we keep specially for meetings. All right. And make it 3 o'clock.
Right. I'll put the hands on with the...
Thank you, thank you. GPO telephone type room. Silence! Silence! Silence, members of the Robot Society. Gentlemen, this first meeting of the telephone managers will be presided over in his new underpants by Mr. Jasper Bass at 6:10.
Thank you, thank you. Settle down.
Who's next, Jim?
There's somebody in my district who wants a phone.
Good heavens.
Alarm, alarm.
Alarm, have you got the name of this sensual, pleasure-loving devil?
Henry Albert Sebastable, Queen Victoria Crown.
Disgusting!
I've held him off for 8 years, but my supplies of our printed refusal cards was running so low. The things they use them for, I tell you, I've...
May I interrupt here, gentlemen? Yes,
you have. Good. You have interrupted.
I happen to know that Mr. Crun is the inventor of the black telephone.
A black?
Rubbish. Argy-bargy. What about Edison Bell?
Edison Bell, sir, invented the brown telephone.
Gentlemen, if we know what's good for us, we'll give this chap Crun a telephone immediately.
Hello, listeners. The job of installing Crun's phone fell to me, Ned Tegun. Yes, thank you. As you've guessed by that tune, I was the senior outdoor line layer, Uxbridge area.
That is quite true. Tegun had just finished a brilliant military career by climbing over the wall at Aldershot. He arrived at Mr. Crun's house.
Oh, good morning, Pressman. 3 pints, please.
No, 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 you don't understand. I've come to install a black telephone.
4 pints and a small brown.
I'm sorry, I've only got a large black.
Oh, a large black? It's a 50 bumpet. What type of talking are you doing there?
I'm from the GPO.
We have nothing to hide.
And we have nothing to show either. But do come in, Gapo. You'll, GPO. Y'all pardon the mess. We can't help it, really. We're bachelors, you know.
I see. Why don't you get married?
I would, but Moriarty doesn't love me.
Are you Mr. Crun?
No, I'm Gritpipe Thine, criminal by appointment to the Royal Household Cavalry.
Oh, really? Why are you living in a hole in the ground?
Something to do with the shortage of money, you know.
Mr. Crumb's moved there.
Yes, to 17A Africa.
17A Africa. Can I get that down the Finchley Road?
Eventually, yes.
I better write that down. E-V-E-M-C-H-E-W-Q-A-L-Y. Eventually.
Oh, wait, wait, wait.
Right? Goodbye.
No, look at... Come back, the little boiling bubble. Listen to me. Before you go to 17A Africa...
Yes?
Would you take this suspicious-looking brown paper parcel wrapped in string and tied with newspaper?
Certainly. Certainly. Okay, William. 17A Africa, and step on it!
8 months later.
Oh, Mike, you sure we're still in the Finchley Road? Of course.
Now, let's see. We've used 48,000 miles of cable. William, you'd better nip back to Acton for another telegraph phone.
Oh, mate, I'm fed up going back. Port comes only from Portingal, you know. It's dark when I get home at night, and as soon as I get back, I have to turn round and cycle back here in the morning.
Yes, I see. It doesn't seem a long way out here. Perhaps we should ask our way. Pardon me.
Sorry, boy, I'm a stranger around here.
Bloody cold, Max Geldrake, blimey.
As Neddy staggered blindly through Africa, at the extreme end of the Finchley Road, he little knew he was within a telephone call's throw of the British Telephone Supply Depot, your own god.
Oh! Well, I can't sit here all day.
Stop.
A palladium-type, comic-type gentleman has just collapsed on a heap outside.
I know, I tripped over that heap myself only this morning. Now lift up his wig and let's have a look at him. Steady, lad. Fan him with a thermometer and put a copy of the Lancet under his head.
Oh, goodness gracious. He is seriously unconscious, Major.
No wonder. I'll just lift that heavy wallet off him. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 15, 18, 23, 25, 30, 39, 80. No wonder there were 40 pounds pressing on his chest. Now we'll restore the circulation in his arms with the toad ointment. Just put this pen in his hand and run it lightly over this check. There.
Where am I?
In the red.
Thank heavens, a British bank manager.
He's delirious. Hold him down while I force this brandy between my lips. Yes, you look much better now, lad.
So do you.
No, pardon me. I'll just stand in this hole facing north.
Why?
All the rage, you know.
Dad, it must be hell in there.
Further down it is. Now, lad, what brings you in the steaming little of Finchley?
I'm looking for the inventor of the telephone.
Ah, that's Crun, Henry Crun. So you're looking for that cool, high-stepping fool, are you? Him and his sensual Caucasian knee dancing. That's how he tempted poor Minnie away from me. Oh, Min.
Come now, Major Dennis, please.
What? Oh.
Dry your tears on this marble statue of a handkerchief.
Thank you. Poor Min. Abducted in the prime of her twilight. Oh, it's a long story. I remember it all started on the road to Mandalay.
I see.
Where the flying fish believe. And the
Yes. But that's your pigeon.
So it is. How did it get out? Take this pigeon away and bring me a clothes brush.
Major, a simple question. Where is 17A Africa?
17A? You're on the wrong side of the continent.
Oh.
Odd numbers are right over on the other side.
Well, could you let me have two hunters and a safari to escort me?
For a consideration. Thank you. You'll find them encamped in a hole in the ground at Kawatagonga.
Right. Right. Goodbye, Major.
Sitting over an all-night campfire, awaiting the arrival of Segun, sit two all-night suntanned veterans of the safari.
Time for Betty Bicycle.
Okay. I'll slip on my pajamas.
Why? Are they greasy?
Oh. You made a funny joke, then.
Yes. Can I tell you another one, Nickel?
Not your nice time.
Yes, I like telling stories. Cause telling stories is fine. I say, Echo.
Yeah, Bottle?
This story is only for big boys.
Oh, I'll put my hat on then. Okay.
Hey, you won't tell my mum, will you, girl?
No. That's just between me and you.
Yeah.
Okay, now then. Go on, mother. Go on. Come on.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh, you naughty boy, you. Oh, it's a good job for you. I'm a man of the world. Oh, dear.
No, Nettles.
Eh?
That was not the end. It finishes up to get to the other side.
No. That's not as funny as the first one. Oh, dear. That was funny, Bottle. Why not funny? Why did the chicken go to...
No. Oh, you do not appreciate my modern style back of matchbox start joking. I do not wish to discuss further.
Oh.
I have got other matters to think of.
Oh, but I'm steady now.
Hey! There's something in my bed.
The phantom struck a vein.
It's a crocodile.
Oh, a crocodile, that's lucky.
A crocodile lucky?
Of course he's lucky, he got a bed to sleep in.
Hey. better switch off the candle. Speak. Oh. Good night, Dickon.
Good night, Bottle. Why did a chicken go to ruin? That real stag party stuff, Bottle. You're a man of the world, Bottle.
Oh!
Bottle, don't laugh. Don't laugh. I'm in danger.
Man.
Give me the gun, quick.
Why?
There's something moving on the end of my foot.
That got to do with my body.
My toe.
Excuse me.
Get up.
Silent geblunden. Stop all this hern, hern, hoon, hoon.
Who do you think you are?
Napoleon.
You're Napoleon?
No, but that's who I think I am.
If you're Napoleon, I'm the Duke of Wellington.
Want to fight?
Listen, little glass of water. I'm Neddy Seagoon. I believe you're the two guides to take me to 17A Africa.
Yes, they have got all your stores ready for the journey. Check! One naked human bath chair, one long-time record of a naked woman.
With clothes on, of course.
No, clothes on the other side.
Oh, let's turn the record over.
Aye.
Then I trust you'd only play that record in the dark. Mr. Langton, a demonstration on your quand.
Oh, he's going to quand.
What's a quand, Bottle?
Well, I never felt more like sailor blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way, say? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong or nothing ain't right without you. You've got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You've got me singing the blues. This way. Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You've got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do. High over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You've got me singing the blues. You've got me singing the blues. You've got me singing the blues.
The sun directly overhead and the ground directly on the foot. Telephone engineer Seagun pushed forward to install the telephone before the rains came and the Joneses went.
Oh, we'll need a telegraph pole here. Bradlock, hand me those two bananas from my binocular case.
Yeah,
thank you. I think that's funny. I can see a French sign. Caution, Le Sahara desert ahead. No warning, no telephone engineer. I say, we can't stand for that. Put up a British sign immediately. There. No hawkers, no circulars. I say, can't you read? No hawkers, no circulars.
Me, you're not a hawker.
Then you must be a circular. You know that? If you're not a hawker, you'll be a circular. You must be. English joke.
African silence.
Let me tell you, back in England, I'm on the TV every week.
I know. That's why I come to Africa. Listen, little corny comic. Mr. Swan sent me to find out if you've got a parcel from Moriarty, God blame me.
Oh, yes. I'd forgotten all about that.
So had the listeners. That is why I mention it.
Good. Now listen, Chief Ellinger.
You show me where Bwana Krun lives.
Right. You follow me.
Meantime, in a little love nest at 17A Africa.
Ning. Ming, stop playing that saxophone in Africa and put it back in the fridge. You know they go off in this weather. You see, there goes one now. Now, Ming, tonight you must wear your tiara and long raffia drawers.
What for, Henry?
It's Henry's death nightmare. And I shall entertain you with my sensual Caucasian knee dances.
Oh. Stand up with your Caucasian knee dance. Rolling your trousers up and clacking those knobbly knees together.
You mean my knees are losing their magic?
Yes. I want to go back to Dennis Bladnock, the bounder of Roper's light horse.
Don't you be a mixed up creature. Min. Stop that sinful wobbling, you.
Sorry, Henry. The first careless rapture is over, darling.
May I find you, moonlight behind you, and you the dream I am dreaming. And I run near you, your smile.
During this tender duet approaching the scene is Chief Ellinger, followed on foot by Eccles, Blue Bottle, and the headlinesman from Finchley Telephone Exchange. These little snippets of information do help, don't they?
Well, I won't hold up your fun any longer. If anybody wants me, I shall be in the residence lounge.
Africa, the end of the Finchley Road.
Thank you. Eccles, break the door down by inserting the key in the lock. All
right, you high-stepping cool fool, you. Now, where's that fair Minnie Bannister?
I haven't got the fare.
Then, you shall have to walk.
Ta-da!
Minnie, I'm taking you away from the squalor that you live in to the squalor that I live in. Someday I'll find you.
Well, that's one character less for Sellers to play.
Have you got the parcel from Moriarty?
Yes, I have, Henry. But first, where would you like your telephone?
In my study, please.
Where's that?
Inside my house in North Finchley.
I say, that was a bit of bad luck for Mr. Seagoon, wasn't it? And now, of course, I know you're all wondering what was in that brown paper parcel. Well, good night. That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with a relative quartet, Max Gelray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer Wallace Greenslade. The program produced by Patrick...